Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Ukraine's security chief, Oleksiy Danilov, said Russia was holding Belarus, quote, hostage, after the Kremlin said that it would place tactical nuclear weapons in the territory of its regional ally. He said the move would destabilize Belarus. On Saturday, Vladimir Putin, Russia's president, told state television he had struck a deal with Alexander Lukashenko, his Belarusian counterpart. He said the decision did not violate nuclear non-proliferation agreements and was not unusual, as America did the same with its own allies. Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, fired the Defense Minister, Yoav Gallant, after he urged the government to rethink plans to curtail the Supreme Court's powers. Mr. Gallant's sacking was seen by some as a sign of Mr. Netanyahu's resolve. Quote, reform now, tweeted Itamar Ben-Gvir, the far-right national security minister. Protesters began gathering outside military headquarters in Tel Aviv. The managing director of the International Monetary Fund, Kristalina Georgieva, warned that turmoil in the banking sector posed a threat to global financial stability. Investors fled from Deutsche Bank on Friday following the forced tie-up of Credit Suisse and UBS last week. Ms. Georgieva, speaking in Beijing, said that risks to the world economy were piled, quote, exceptionally high, amid monetary tightening. Donald Trump told a rally in Waco, Texas, that, quote, radical left maniacs in America's government were persecuting him and that the election in 2024 would be the, quote, final battle in which Trumpism would prevail. The former president faces potential arrests by Manhattan prosecutors, as well as numerous other investigations. An estimated 15,000 people turned up to listen to Mr. Trump, whose choice of venue was pointed 30 years ago, a federal operation against a Waco-based cult left 80 people dead. At least 29 migrants travelling on two separate boats drowned off the coast of Tunisia as they tried to cross the Mediterranean to Italy. Officials on the Italian island of Lampedusa say a record 2,000 people arrived in the 24 hours to Sunday morning. The worsening economic crisis in Tunisia and a crackdown on undocumented migrants are behind the outflow. The first authorized protest took place in Hong Kong since the territory introduced a smothering national security law in 2020. Conditions for the demonstration against a building project were onerous. The number of participants was limited to 100. Each had to wear a numbered lanyard and no face masks were allowed. Despite having locked up more than 1,000, often peaceful, protesters, the government insists freedom of assembly endures. What's the time in Lebanon? That depends on whether you follow the government's decision to delay daylight saving until April the 21st, in an apparent effort to please the Muslim majority, who can break their daily Ramadan fast an hour earlier, or the influential Maronite Church, who, as usual, swapped to summertime early on Sunday. Confusion has ensued. Christian organizations, parties and schools, as well as some news channels, are running an hour ahead of their Muslim counterparts. And fact of the day, 43,000. The number of people killed by drought in Somalia last year. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. You can hear interviews and analysis from our journalists, including our current affairs podcast, The Intelligence, by searching for The Economist on your podcast app or by asking your smart speaker to play the latest Economist podcast. to enjoy all of our journalism, including the full version of The World in Brief and each week's full edition in audio, please consider taking out a subscription. To get the best introductory offer wherever you are around the world, just go to economist.com/briefingoffer.